How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here, back, talking our random shitbag of shows all over the place. We're going to talk a little, OC, Jersey, little Kardashians, check-in, end of receiver, Twisters, a bunch of random shit. The Olympics. We got things to talk about. That's what you.
The Olympics opening ceremony. It was weird. I didn't even realize I was watching it yesterday.
Okay.
It was like very early in the morning, obviously, because France is whatever time they're in. But
oh, I thought they played it here at night. They didn't. They played it earlier in the day.
Maybe I watched it. I saw it yesterday morning with the red flamed head, like.
I tried to. All right. So this is a Peacock's interface. If you're going to be hosting the fucking Olympics, when you fast forward, it doesn't show you. You know how like there's like a picture tile above so you can track what you're fast forwarding through. It doesn't have that. So I was like so bored watching the ceremony. I kept fast forwarding and then I probably missed the actual cool shit.
Right.
It's really annoying.
You know, I love Snoop Dogg and God bless him, but doesn't he have enough in life? Why don't we like nominee a coach or everybody can vote for a coach that's done something good for their life? And
damn, you've turned on Snoop.
I mean he has, but people reach a certain fame, they get enough. Like, you don't need to give it, let somebody else who's got nothing in life. No, Snoop's a nice guy, whatever. I have to separate Snoop. I get that he's Snoop Dogg and he's not going to be 100% faithful to his wife, and I think she has a boyfriend. Once I learned the inner workings of it all, it just upsets me. I don't know, but I mean, do like him. He's
a dog,
great.
Always
who
a dog.
Who
you know?
Yeah, right. I know.
It's like, but what like, are we expecting from our?
Can't we have? I know. Well, can't we have like just somebody
you
who
want, like a hero?
Nothing? Yeah, I do. The Olympics is for people who get up every single day, and I don't know.
Snoop's grinding. He's out here grinding. 30 years of a career, more than that.
No, it's great, but it's different to me. Yeah.
Celine.
But I was okay with Beyonce doing her thing.
Oh, see,
there's such a difference.
she looked incredible.
I'm happy for him, but
in that like bathing suit thing, she looked amazing.
She looked great. She looks healthier.
Looks
spectacular.
Incredible.
And you know what? That's to all these Ozempic motherfuckers, because everybody looks terrible. The New Jersey housewives, every single person who's on Ozempic, you may be skinny, your insides may be melting, but you look, and the bodies, they look too frail.
Yeah.
Beyonce looks healthy and fit what a person, a human should look like. And I guess maybe, do you think that we should all look frail in Ozempic-y because we shouldn't all have grocery stores if things weren't progressed in life and we should all be starving all the time? Is that how we're supposed to look?
Oh, okay. Like cave? You mean like if we are cave people?
But I don't like it. And I hope it's not the future for everything, because how do you go back from that when people have a skinny fix, just an injection?
Right. I mean,
and it's only going to get easier, but with popping pills.
It will get easier. That's for sure. We're at the start of this technology, not the end. You know what I mean?
People don't look better to me. They look, it's such a tell.
The only people that I've seen look better are like, they are actually overweight. They go on it to lose a significant amount of weight and then they go off of it and they're like, they're in the battle of trying to maintain their
weight. If you really do need it.
But it's like, you know what I mean? But it's like it, but at the point when they stop, then their body becomes a little bit more normal looking and they're just kind of like skinnier, but still like kind of battling what everybody battles, which is like, fuck, I eat like shit this weekend. You know what I mean? Like more of a, but with the people who've been on it for forever and they're just so, like Marge, you can't tell me that looks good.
Right. Oh God. Well, yeah. But I'm sorry. Tell me about Celine Dion, because I didn't watch it because
I only saw a clip of her singing. It looked incredible. Again, I didn't watch the documentary because I can't. But evidently she can sing again, which is great. And she's going to do a residency. I will go. Supposedly she's close to closing the Vegas residency. I told you, Dorian said the best concert he ever went to was Celine Dion.
That's hysterical. That's great. Yeah.
So
I don't know if I had free tickets and you could teleport me in. You're getting me into Celine Dion, but I should go.
Wow.
I hate all her music. I feel like I'm back at daycare and it's on the boombox and it's haunting. Like, where's my mom?
Was that
I
your
gotta
daycare
go home.
Experience?
Yeah, there was music that I can remember hearing in daycare. Like, I gotta get out of here. This is the pits.
Yeah, I'm excited
for her.
Though.
I'm happy for her. If you really look into the whole world with her and her husband,
he
was
died,
up
right?
to some weird shit. She was young
Renee.
When they got together.
Yeah,
she was really young.
He was young because he died a while ago. He was older.
Some creepy ass shit right there.
Happens.
But
you know?
Good for Celine. That's what I'm sent to be. I'm happy for her. God will. What songs does she sing? Would you hear the Titanic, which I'd rather have gone down with the ship?
You know that song?
When the feelings.
Yeah. See, you know.
Oh God. Oh my God.
You know the songs.
Dorian is so funny. That is so funny.
I know.
That should be
best concert we've ever been to. All right.
That is great.
Yeah. So Olympics. I'm pumped.
Funny.
I will be tuning in. You know, Dorian, obviously,
I need a breakdown of everything.
Is
was
very
a little Olympian.
Just pro Jamaican through and through. And so hates Noah Lyles.
Who's Noah Lyles?
So you didn't watch the sprint show. So that's
I know.
So I think you would like it.
I think I would
too. Following like American sprinters, Jamaican sprinters, primarily American Jamaica, because they have like the biggest.
Wow, that's
like,
crazy.
Italian guy. But the Noah Lyles is like the best American sprinter. He's very like cocky and like always talking shit and very like just
Dorian's
over the top.
Nancy Kerrigan him.
Yeah.
It'd be hysterical.
So yeah, so it's like it was good. It's like receiver.
What's his name?
Just
Noah Lyles
sprinter focus.
He sounds like a,
I wonder if you've ever even seen him. He's like
I'm
the best. I think
right
you'd recognize him.
He sounds
him and
Sha'Carri like,
Richardson are like the two.
I root
like,
for her, of course, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen him, but...
Oh, okay. You'll see him. You'll see him if you're watching the Olympics. You won't be able to avoid it.
I need to really figure out... I don't want to miss this. Like, I want to watch the top... I want to watch these...
The thing is,
track
I need
athletes.
To figure out this
I
interface,
watch gymnastics.
Like I said. Yeah, it's like, where
I gotta
how,
watch.
When...
There were some other ones. Oh, maybe the basketball, I guess. Who cares?
Yeah.
Does basketball need to be an Olympic sport? Don't they get enough?
It does.
Don't all
feel
those guys
like
get
the
enough?
Fix is in. Like, actually, this is a question I don't know the answer to. Has America won every gold in basketball, or is it like not?
Oh, I
fix?
Don't know. But
because I guess there are international players who are good who come, but like it
the
just
international
feels
players
like...
are surpassing the American players in the NBA.
Yeah.
It seems
right. Love that.
All these wackadoo Doncic, Jovic.
All right. So I saw Twisters. Should we talk Twisters before you talk about the shows?
Yeah,
are you
I
gonna
wish
go
I
see
did.
It?
I probably won't know at this point. The momentum's passed. I wish I did, but
I guess like the short of it, people seem to love it. Like it had a very strong Rotten Tomatoes score.
Mix.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was fine. It was a little long. I thought the old movie was tighter, more compelling. The characters were better.
We did watch that after you gave that a good review. We watched
and?
That. And the kids were like, we had a lot of fun. But I enjoyed it. And
yeah,
Helen Hunt
still good.
Looked
Helen old. Hunt.
I
a
hate
star.
Helen Hunt, but she's foxier. She's foxy in that.
So this was my biggest thing with the movie. The two leads, Glenn Powell, which I like Glenn Powell. Like, I'm not riding his dick like everybody else, but I think he's fine. And
he blends right into the wall.
Well,
he's nobody.
Talk about a non-star compared to Helen Hunt, which I agree with you. Like, Helen Hunt, whatever. Helen Hunt in that movie, she's a star. She holds the screen. This Daisy Edgar Jones was horrible. They didn't even kiss. There wasn't even a tiny smooch.
Oh my God.
But the whole, it was like the whole thing was their romance and there was no romance. It was like, what is this? So it just felt,
I know. What if it was like rated Rated R twisters, and they're screwing with the twisters in the back.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Give a kiss. Who just cares in this world? Are we not allowed to kiss anymore?
It doesn't. It just seems weird. And
keep
I think
Travis
like,
and Courtney out there.
Just when I walked out of there, it's like we spent. I don't know what the budget of that movie was. I'm sure $100 million redoing a movie that was already good, like with no originality and no real like. They didn't
and now
really
you
do
got
anything.
The great.
It's just why
special
do we
effects?
No original ideas. Every single thing that's coming out is something that has already been made. And I just don't understand what happened.
It should almost be a horror movie. It should be limbs ripping off, people dying,
that
heads
part
flying.
Too, like, if you're going to do it in 2024, do something different. Sure, the tornadoes looked great. That's fine. But like,
cool.
Dorian was like falling asleep. I stayed focused. He lost focus. He was like checked out.
And if it's too long, movies are too long. 2 hours is two hours and 2 minutes, it says. Does that include all the credits and everything?
No.
Because the Inside
well,
Out
includes credits.
Nightmare. But... too long. I do not need to be in a movie theater longer than
for
an hour
hours.
And a half.
I think for a tight, like this type of movie, I understand there's like epic storytelling, Oppenheimer, whatever. You can be 3 hours. Still too long. 145 to 130 is like the sweet spot of like the movie time that I want. I don't want to be sitting here for 2 hours. Like I really don't.
No,
I find it so boring.
I don't care. No one cares about anything, especially with our attention spans these days. No one cares.
We need movies to be in 1 minute and 30 seconds, like real.
Really? An hour and a half is fine.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch some great previews. Nothing more fun than I'd like the previews.
I feel like good previews are dead now too.
Right.
The 90s preview was like, Richard Gere has a problem. And then be like, boom, boom, boom. You'd be like, and it's his problem to solve. And you'd get like a voiceover and you'd get a little story and it was tight. Now it's like a 7 minute preview and you see the whole movie. Like the Gladiator preview, I'm excited. I love Denzel. I will see that movie. It was three and a half minutes.
Is that a Gladiator
long.
Remake?
Yeah. So another non-original,
oh,
Gladiator
Tyler
2.
Tyler jerking off to that.
I know. It looks good, though. But it's just the
with
same
Denzel
thing. I saw
Washington?
The whole movie. Yeah, he plays like
wow,
the...
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah,
Denzel
looks,
could be holding the
good.
Torch. That's my guy who could hold the torch.
Right. I would vote for that as well. Tom Hanks holding the torch? How do you feel about Tom Hanks?
I hate Tom Hanks. He's a bad guy.
For some reason,
he's
I knew
a predator, and he's on the list.
A predator?
Yes, he's a
You're
predator.
Nuts. Why
he
do you
is
say
a predator.
This?
He raised Chet Hanks.
Yeah,
and
that's the red flag.
Fonzie does not like him. They were in a movie together when they were younger. And what's his name? He is the nicest guy in the entire world. I would never... Henry Winkler. He has it in with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And they had a fight when they were younger. And he knows the truth. And I believe him. There's just something that's turned on me about him. There's something in his face.
For some reason, I just knew he wouldn't like.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
If somebody is America beloved, like in the Hall of Fame, like of celebrity, you hate them.
There's got to be somebody I like.
Who? Let's think. Julia Roberts, no. Tom Hanks, no. Who else? Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, I like her, even though she had the episode with the "Do you know who I am?" But. You know, whatever.
Oh yeah, I loved that. Her all drunk in that DUI. That was great.
But I do love her. It's hard to watch her age. That's a tough one for me to see age.
Yeah, yeah.
She should be kind of put away now. I don't want to see her age. It's really hard.
Take her out to the farm.
really take her down.
Okay.
Wonder
what is this?
Was,
what
was
is this
so
Wonder
sweet.
Movie that you added to the list here?
I just it really it was so sweet. Tyler Warner put it on, and it was just on Netflix. I think it's about this little boy that had a birth defect, and he had like 30 surgeries.
Oh God!
And
I can't
he
deal
goes
with that.
To school finally in fifth grade or something like that, and it's just his life of getting through the first year of school and how he makes friends and he becomes. His little journey, and I could cry just thinking about it. It was so sweet, and I was getting my period a few days before. I cried from beginning to end, but
oh my God,
it was just so touching. And the sisters got issues, but it was a cute movie, and Julia Roberts is in it, and she's really feels like she's just some actress you've never met before, but she was good in it, and it was a cute movie. I'll have to look for something to traumatize you. The little boy is really sweet. It was very sweet. It's like a Disney movie.
Okay. Look at her still acting out here. And look at your Warner. Just picking movies.
Yeah, Warner putting that movie on is, I know, it's so funny. They're reaching. You should put on this TV show for Sterling. I don't think Vernon would be watching it if he didn't have the older kids. Ricky, it's called, these are the next kids are getting molested at Nickelodeon. I don't know how could have more kid TV shows. It's called Nikki, Ricky, Dickie, and Don. And the kids really all agree on watching it. It's like a kid's sitcom. It's bizarre. Let's see if it catches Sterling's attention.
Isn't it crazy the shit the kids find? Like Sterling right now is obsessed with Blippi, and I want to murder.
I hate Blippi.
You
know the original thing about the original Blippi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I said to him the other day, he was watching. I was like, Sterling, is Blippi a kid or an adult? He was like, he's an adult. I was like, then why is he talking like a kid? He's like, I don't know.
I know.
Whole concept of the show, it just drives me nuts. I cannot stand it. Even the sound of it, just like, ugh.
And I'm not into that. I never watched Miss Rachel. Good for her. She's making a shit ton of money.
No, I didn't either. Yeah, that kind of stuff bothers me.
I guess it helps kids with speech issues, but I can't listen to it. The kids are on no YouTube. I can't listen to people talk about video games on YouTube, and it's just brainless mush that's ruining their brains.
Yes.
That's the fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a battle. I'm about to delete YouTube. That's where he found
Blippi. I have. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's like
Blippi. And does Blippi, I guess he teaches him stuff, but it is more just
but it's
here's
like
a yellow watering cup. We're going to water this.
It's like, shut up. Because I know the second he walks, this is the thing. Like, I'm too much of a realist to watch shit like that. Because I know the second he walks off set, he's like, fuck, I got to fucking do this
again. Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, I see it. I see the bullshit for what it is. And I just can't, I can't let it, ride. It drives me nuts.
And,
all right. What else do we have here on random topics? Surreal life. So Justine and I are interested in watching this new season. It's just impossible if you don't have MTV to figure out where to watch it. We downloaded Paramount. Don't see it. If anybody has a plug of where to watch Surreal Life, because we would love to see
it. I saw it on
Kim
YouTube,
Zolciak.
But what's the point? No one's going to be watching it because you can't watch. It's not available.
Right.
That's the Netflix theory.
I saw a clip that was like just gold to me of Chet Hanks being like, she's an older woman, sexy older woman, talking about Kim Zolciak. And he's like, you have to respect your elders, So I figured I would I was like, oh my
God. That's what got me into it too.
Somebody call her old and like to watch her mac down with somebody new, I would be very into that. I would just love to watch that.
And it's Chet Hanks and again, Tom Hanks. I like Chet Hanks more. He's real. We know what he's doing. And Kim Zolciak, I'll watch do anything. I'd watch her scratch her scratch offs for an hour. She's a terrible person, but I love it.
Oh, it's great. Those fake wigs, the solo cup. It's just crazy.
I saw it on YouTube.
Okay.
When I was Googling it after it, because I was what the hell? It said get Paramount Plus. It's on there. That's why the poor Jersey Shore kids are getting the short end of the stick.
Right.
Nobody's watching their show.
I would watch that.
I would 100%. I would.
Yeah.
It's like the DCC. Nobody was everybody's acting like they've never heard of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and these women before. It's all
it's
over
like we
the internet. Everybody dancing.
I think
and
the thing is
just
is
crazy
like,
what a reach Netflix has.
Yeah. If you want wide reach and you want exposure and people and eyes on your product, Netflix is, I think, arguably the only place you should be. Like, even all of these things, Max, Amazon, whatever, somebody has to tell you about it. Netflix, is the ether of conversation. It's just two different playing fields, I feel like.
There's a new Ghostbusters movie with Paul Rudd that you don't hear anything about. And it's on Netflix. I had $6.99 Netflix with ads. There's no ads. And I don't really, I guess there might be, but it didn't really feel like it for $6.99.
Right.
It didn't bother me.
Right.
And then to watch the Ghostbusters movie, you had to upgrade to $16 a month.
God.
Which isn't crazy, and we're watching a movie at home or whatever, so we got it. But it was a cute movie. I fell asleep 3/4 through. It was a little too long and kind of complicated, but it has Dan Aykroyd and some of the old dudes.
I think that came out in theaters, didn't it?
Maybe it might have.
Maybe.
I hadn't heard about it, but Paul Rudd, God, he's so sweet. He's beloved. I love him. There you go.
Olympic torch holder. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd should hold the torch over Snoop Dogg.
Oh, you're nuts. All right, your other random topics here we have is Cindy Crawford and men who golf. Where do you want to go first?
Oh, God. I've kind of cooled down on the men who golf, but I can get ramped back up. Oh, but
please tell me. Because Duran is like wanting to get golf.
Oh. I know. It's funny. Right after I put that, my one kid's like, let's get to the driving range, which I'd be happy if my kids got into golf, but yeah. I don't want to be married to a golfer. My mom is married to a golfer and it's like baby land. They're gone for 100 years. My mom doesn't seem to mind, but now my dad hurt his knee. Right. Okay. But after a while it gets obnoxious. My dad hurt his knee, so he's not golfing for a little bit. And so now they just are off doing a bunch of stuff, but it gives her time. She's okay. Once you're old, once the kids are out of the house, you're allowed to do it.
I agree.
What I saw was a reel of these stupid men who are out there golfing and everybody says, what time did you tell your wife you're going to be home? And then the corner says like 7:30 PM is the time. They're like, I said 5:30. I said 5:15. And it's just a bunch of men acting like babies that are lying to their wives who are probably at home cooking dinner, giving baths.
Dealing with the kids.
And it's just little baby time, little selfish little pricks. Just
What's crazy is like watching the Breakpoint show, like golf is hard. It's such a mental game. It's hard to be good at. These freaking PGA people are blowing it all the time. Like imagine you're spending like largely the average American golfer spending 8 hours and just blowing it the whole way.
It's crazy. You know? And my dad will come home in a bad, legit bad mood.
Day ruined. No,
right. And we're waiting around for them on vacation. Like, can't go to dinner because we're waiting for the golf game to be done. It's like, it's enough already. What are we doing for 8 hours straight?
My cousin, when I was growing up, was like super into golf and like thought he was becoming like a pro golfer. And so like me and my other cousin went with him golfing and we were just dicking around, like driving the thing. He like flipped out on us. Like, it's not a fucking game. It's like, it is a game. What the fuck are you? It was horrible.
Tried so hard. He's like, you should be a professional golfer. And then I saw some commercial with some girl who's like, you've won the LPGA, blah blah blah. And I'm like, maybe I should have done that. I screwed my life up.
Right, you could have been.
I would love my kids to golf. It seems like a nice, clean sport. They keep them busy, whatever. Right. But
yeah, it is more like any of these sports. I realize, like, especially watching Dorian like teach stuff to Sterling. I'm like, oh, there's like an actual technical. Like it's way more technical than you imagine. You're just out there dicking around. It's like
people pay shit ton of money on.
Oh yeah.
On golf lessons. And yep. I know that's why. Look at Tiger Woods' kid. He's gonna be spectacular. He's got
of course.
He is so cute though, little
he's like
Charlie
his
Woods
or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, he's out there. He's on like the kid tours and stuff.
Oh okay. All right.
It's almost like a cheat code. It's not fair.
Right. All right. What else we got? Cindy Crawford.
In the dictatorship, they're not allowed to golf until kids are out of the house or you don't have children.
I agree. That's a good rule. You sound like
once
JD
in a
Vance.
While.
Unless you're a fucking cat lady not doing your duty as an American to populate.
Wow.
Cindy Crawford. All right. Do you mean her kid or her? Because she looks incredible, but I just saw a video of them that they put up at the Olympics of like her and Kaya sitting next to each other. And it looked so staged and like they were trying to like look like they were paying attention to the Olympics, but it's crazy how much they look alike. They're like twins.
Yeah. I don't find Kaya. I'm sitting here looking like a homeless person. I have no right to say. I'm sure in person she looks gorgeous, but
I feel
like she's basic to Cindy. There's something. Look at Cindy Crawford come out of that freaking Watch What Happens Live. And I'm sure that video, I don't see it. I'm looking at pictures of Kaya. Whenever I see her, I just feel bad for her
mom. She's doing it, right? She's with what's his face with Elvis modeling.
Austin Butler,
she's made it, I think. Cindy Crawford just looks incredible, though. Aging like a fine wine.
She's just so unique looking. Like she should look basic, but she's not. She's so unique.
It is fascinating. Like even there was something. Oh, I tried to watch that like supermodel show on Apple that followed. It was like about her, Naomi, Linda Evangelista.
Oh, I would have watched that. Yeah,
I tried, but anyways, when they showed her.
Hey guys, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, when they showed her from like early days, it's like she always just looked just so compelling. and like a true, I don't know, her features are so unique. She really is beautiful.
And when
great.
You see her come out looking like that, it's just, she's breathtaking. It's like a so gorgeous.
Whatever
I
she's
think
done,
Randy Gerber was
right
kind
of
ugly. She picked the wrong partner to spread those genes. He's not handsome in the way that she is. So they're not making,
you know, it's not like Lou Pearlman or something. Oh, I started that show about the on Netflix about the boy bands and Lou Pearlman. So I'll report back on that.
Oh, I feel like I know. I've seen that story. Yeah.
It's wild to see like early clips of like, and the muscle memory of those songs. Like one of the Backstreet Boys songs, I just started singing and I was like, oh my God, I haven't heard
this
song. It was like B-side. Like,
it's crazy.
And it just, I knew every word. I was just like, how is this possible that this is in my head? It's crazy.
What do you think about, is he dead?
I think he is dead. Did he go to prison? I don't know.
I think he died. He needed a little shot of Ozempic. That would have saved his life.
It would have been great if Chris Farley played him in like a biography. Yeah. Like the early days of Lou Pearlman, he looks like Chris Farley.
Chris Farley almost looks thin when you look back to now what obesity has gotten to.
Right. All right, what else? Where we talk some Kardashians, OC, etc. Any other random topics top of mind for you? Teresa's statement?
Oh,
about bullying?
I guess her statement coming out saying that about the bullying, and
yeah,
I glazed over once I read that she wasn't, I thought she was, that was her statement leaving.
Oh, you thought it was her leaving?
Yeah, I did.
I wish. No.
It would be way more than that.
I think people are pissed because they're like, she actually is the one planting all the fake stories and like spreading shit online. And then she's like, we all need to be better and stop. And it's like, but it's you.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, that's what the rumor is, that she's like, put all these stories out to bloggers.
But Marge and Melissa, they're keeping it going or something like that. I glaze over with it, but
yeah, I think they were like, she's trying to say like they're getting a lot of hate online, and then people that are not Teresa stans are like, well, you fucking like paid bloggers to do this, and Louis like putting all this shit out, and it's like, it is true. Like, she's in the dumpster fire of shit talking.
How does
sure.
she have time?
It's crazy.
She's got to be pretty like, busy.
That's the thing, is I've been watching Housewives lately, especially after taking like a little bit of a break, like floating back in. It's like, especially someone like Teresa, this is her full-time job, to like talk shit and build the narrative and be online talking to people in the DMs. Like, you know, it's just like, it's crazy, this whole ecosystem of bullshit that they all keep up to stay relevant, you know?
And what about this lawsuit with Louis? What do you think about Louis? Have you watched the last episode? Did you watch any more or no?
No, I didn't, but I'm going to. But I think
he's non-existent.
Skeevy, man.
And he is. Skeevy. Yeah.
Like, this can't all be, this isn't, you know, you don't see this many stories about somebody who's a good dude. You just don't.
Oh, right. He's nuts.
So he's definitely. And
but what's
I
their
think it's
ploy
gonna be
of keeping him? He's out of the show pretty much. And when Rachel Fuda and Teresa, the two couples, they meet each other. I don't know if you saw that. Louis stays completely quiet. You expect him and John Fuda, whatever, to start fighting like little pit bulls. But Louis's like, let her tell her story, Teresa. He's so
That's what
psychotic.
It's all an act to me.
It is. It is.
In when he's filming, when you see him on camera, like we talked about this, he seems like, you're like, yeah, I almost think he's a good dude. He loves Teresa.
Right.
You know, he's the voice of reason. But I think behind the scenes, he's like gaslighting the fuck out of her. And
what do the girls up? How do the girls act like they really like him? And where? Oh, this is my question. Where's the mother of his children?
Oh,
if they're all living
question.
With Teresa. That's never brought up.
Yeah, it isn't. That's a really good point. I don't know. What happened to her?
Right. Did he kill her?
Yeah, are we in a, what's that guy's name? The one that, the scammer?
And this is the next level.
I mean, couldn't this be, can't you see this a Lifetime movie in 10 years? Like about he took down a housewife and blah, 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 blah.
And I feel like Joe Judas
get the story
will get
of the chick
to the
running
States
in her wedding
her.
Dress. Right. Like, the story writes itself. I just think it's a matter of time before it comes out.
I wish her and Joe worked it out. They belong together. I love little Juicy Joe.
I do too. Isn't that crazy how you could love somebody that's like called his wife a cunt on camera?
I know.
Oh, time
Very
changes
lovable.
people. Just down in the Bahamas, like, I don't even know what he's doing. Does he work?
Just making mozzarella.
He should just like do cameos or
I don't know what he's doing. He's doing a he's actually doing a celebrity boxing match against, I think,
oh my God.
Anthony Sabato Jr.
Shut up. Watch.
I could be wrong with the name I saw, but
Oh, that's good.
It's wild.
Oh, you know what I'm thrilled for? I sent it to you last night. I don't know if you saw it. The announcement of the Peacock show.
Oh,
with
yes. Yes. I screenshotted that.
Luann, Giselle, and Ashley. Is that right?
Man, they love Giselle and Shannon.
And Shannon. I am so
good
into
for
this.
Shannon
I
to
wish
get in there.
Kick Shannon out and put Sutton in, and I would be like thrilled. But I think I
Shannon
will
and
watch.
Sutton together. I love Shannon.
Luann will eat these men the fuck up, and she will play robbery. She'll take people's men. She will. I just can't wait. I think it's going to be great TV.
In another world, Ashley was on OnlyFans making. She could probably have made a shit ton of
she
money.
She should be on OnlyFans.
I haven't.
Okay, Dorian and I got
intimate.
Into this conversation the other day. He said he was listening to a podcast or some kind of interview with Jenna Jameson where she was saying, like, because of her porn fame, like, every decision in her life, like, every, you know, it's like essentially just like anywhere she goes, that's what is led with, right?
Right,
and
right,
I was
right.
Like, and I was like, yeah, I'm totally.
She's
I mean,
the biggest
she was one
name
of the
in
biggest
porn.
porn
Yeah,
stars,
right.
Like 100%. He's like, and she was saying, like, people on OnlyFans need to think about that and like the long legs that this stuff has. I was like, I think it's
nobody's
true, but
Jenna
I also feel
Jameson.
Like on OnlyFans, you can be like the ecosystem of OnlyFans, like, exists
it's
over
so
here.
Different. Yeah.
And like porn was like center culture. And while like you have to go on to OnlyFans and find somebody, and they could be
right.
outed for sure, but it's like not the same. You know
no.
what I mean? Like, you could be anonymous.
She's the
people
Abe Lincoln
underwear.
Of porn. She was
yes.
When porn, you had to get a movie. It's different. And they do a good job of making OnlyFans. To me, I don't even think of it as like straight porn because Teresa's, or not Teresa, Sonya is on there selling stuff. And you can do a lot of different things on
You can do
OnlyFans.
feet. You can do just weird sexual pictures.
I
I mean,
see what
what's
he means.
Larsa?
I guess what she means, but she doesn't realize she should be like capitalizing on that name and having sex. I mean, she probably does, but
I think she's out of the game now, but I don't know.
She's got mental problems for sure.
Yeah. But I think it's
something's
just
happened.
different. But you think, like, do you think Sonya's like showing tits? She's not, right?
No, I don't think
Okay.
So. But she's just trying to get money on any platform she possibly can, which I
so
appreciate.
Sad. Hustling.
But Jenna Jameson's fascinating. I read her book. I mean, how many books have I read? Not a lot.
Wow, I love this.
She,
Pete
it was a
Rose's
great
your biography.
Book.
And
I know.
Jameson's
I'm such
your
a degenerate. She like ripped her braces out and ripped her
Oh,
braces off. I remember
why,
as
to
a
suck
young
dick?
child, and or she just wanted her braces off.
Oh,
And she
okay.
teaches you with young, like, there's
Oh,
dick
God.
sucking tips in the book. But it's a very fascinating book. I would recommend
Okay.
it to everybody, honestly.
All right. That's
And give
great.
it to a 13-year-old girl. I'm not joking. You give this to them and they'll learn a lesson. Trust me. But
All right. You want to talk OC?
Yeah.
How did you feel about this week?
I find it to be very fun. I really enjoy it. I hate Gina with a passion of fury inside me, but
I think
I don't
it's
hate her,
funny.
but
Like,
I can't listen to her talk.
What I think is happening is she sees someone in a worse position than her for the first time on this cast. And so she just wants to make that difference super evident that she's no longer like the trash of the show. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but
she's
she
really
still
trying
is.
To go after Jen to just be like, look at Jen. You know, like, she really, like, she found somebody weaker than her and is capitalizing on it. And it's just funny to, like, she's really going in on her. And like, Jen is an idiot. And like, to be financially, you know, like, have no sense of your finances and blah, 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 blah. So they are trying to give her good advice.
Jen
but
looks
just the...
so much richer than Gina. Looks like she that Charlotte Russe.
She can't get her look together. It's
she
like
looks
every
terrible.
Time she comes out, I'm like, man, she's 90% to a good outfit. But there's just like a wonkiness that makes it look like Express, you know? Like, there's just something about it. Something about her is just, I don't know.
And the way that her voice is like, well, you know, I just want to do it and you didn't pay the money. And Yeah, the kids, and I go to take them on vacation, but I got
Yeah.
these three other kids, and it's just really harsh to listen to. I don't know. And she just looks too young.
Yeah.
She
Yeah.
looks young. And this poor boyfriend, is he just gonna go? If you guys are in a relationship that long, you're
So
dumping him out on the
explain to
side of
me
the
what's
road.
happening.
I guess
She wants
the
more
baby mama.
space.
Yeah, because the baby mama is giving him a lot of issues and they can't afford to get
To
a new
move out.
house and get something bigger, I guess, supposedly. And
So you've lived like this for years, but now it's too much? I don't
now
get it.
he lived, people are saying online, he lived through her hard times. Now she's dumping him on the side of the road. When he was
Right.
off driving off to go to the apartment, she's like,
Yeah.
let me know how it's going. Wouldn't you help him and be part of his life still?
Just watching him drive off. All right, talk to you later. It's wild to stay together and move out. It's very odd.
I guess they're still together, but who knows if it's just fake.
Yeah. He's never been like a very, he seems like a nice guy, but like not
He
great
seems nice,
TV.
but he's just so boring, right?
The one thing I'm also over, and like I know you love them or you like Emily, the
I don't love her, but I
just
don't,
the
I just, I feel
Shane.
whatever about her.
The Shane dynamic of like her always talking shit about him always kind of talking shit about her, but then like they deep down, like it's all
Love each
fine, we
other.
love
I
each other.
know.
It's like I do not enjoy it. It's like
No.
the constant shtick of like, well, you know, Shane. It's like,
Well,
ugh.
and if you're, she's gorgeous. She's got it. She
Yeah.
looks great. She looks healthy.
Yeah.
She looks what a woman should look like.
Yes.
If, but if you're bigger than your husband, you can't have this dynamic. If you're picking him up when the fire happens, then that is, you can't have this like back and forth. It's just, it can't happen. He needs to be your king. You got to treat him like.
Yeah, that I think it, you're actually touching on like what bothers me about it is like the dynamic is just like
Like she hits him in private. It feels that way.
like she doesn't respect him at all as a man or otherwise. Like
Right.
thinks he's a joke of a human being and just like and I feel like he thinks the same of her and they pretend like they love each other. I don't know, it's weird. I don't know how to put my finger on it, but like the whole dynamic, it like the shtick of it is so obvious to me. Like, well, let's be healthy together. And
And
he's
then
like, who's at home with the kids while you're at the gym? You know, it's like, what? Oh.
and the whole boudoir shoot, I could just,
Yeah.
I don't want to watch that. That's so
My
played out
question
and
is,
dumb.
what is someone ever going to do with those photos?
Nothing. They collect
Like,
dust.
they
Your
will look at
grand.
them once, but they're not going into the bathroom and breaking out the photos of their wife to jerk off. You know what I mean? Like it's just, where do
When
those
you're
go?
dead,
What's the purpose of them?
some person who's cleaning out your house is going to find them and give them to their grandson, and he's going to jerk off to them. Nobody wants them.
No, it's
And
weird.
then seeing her with her ass out, I just wasn't prepared for that. Like, that seems
Yeah.
like an OnlyFans content. That
Yeah,
to me is what
exactly.
OnlyFans is. I don't
Yeah.
know if people are actually screwing on OnlyFans. They
Oh,
are probably,
no. There's a
right?
lot of porn on OnlyFans. A lot of porn.
Okay. There's a lot
Yeah.
of porn on Twitter. It's like,
Oh,
God,
Twitter is pure
it's
porn.
nuts.
Yeah.
Back to
Just,
General Fest, though.
yeah.
She I guess is a squatter, which I did appreciate that. But poor Jen, she is so dumb, and
So
so
dumb.
she's so nice that she actually cared about Travis moving out. She is very sweet, but she's so dumb.
That was
Twelve.
crazy to me. She's getting eviscerated by Gina, and then Gina's like, "I'm having a tough time." Travis would just be like, "Travis is moving out." It's like,
She's
what's
so
wrong with
sweet.
you?
I feel
She's
bad
so
for her.
dumb.
She had never had a credit card supposedly in her name. Then she picks a guy who's going to be going to prison probably for whatever he did. And you're paying $12,000 a month. You should never pay $12,000 a month in rent for anything. That is the dumbest thing in the
Unless
whole
you are
world.
a Kardashian or like you have ser it's just and the lack of what I did appreciate Gina saying is like you just got to get something going. Like you can't
I liked how they
you'll
all band together.
right like the part-time yoga studio is not going to do it. Like she just like what is she going to do? Like
$50 a
really?
class?
What will she do if she gets
No.
kicked off the show and he dumps her or goes to jail? What will she do?
She should make an online yoga thing and be pumping that out while this season's going and get people to subscribe to her like that Raven did on the Pilates Love is
Right.
Blind.
Oh yeah, right.
She's very pretty. She's got a hot bod, and you know, I do yoga with Jen. I find her very likable, but she's dumb as rocks. But
right,
she's sweet.
I guess like for my yoga energy, I want somebody who's like
a little
centered
more
and grounded and like has their life
she's
together.
A mess.
Like I'm
Yeah.
following a yogi who's like like on the verge of ruin. I don't know.
But
It's
you
like
can't
her
have this
vibe
many
seems off.
kids. You can't have this many kids and then act so dumb.
That's the thing. Like you got people relying on you. They're crying about being in Ryan's house. What are we doing? No plan. No
This
plan at
kid got
all.
adopted. He thought he won the lottery, but you know, he
Ugh.
won the scratch off.
Yeah.
Feel
Oh, what
bad for
else?
him. But she's really in trouble. She should
Yeah.
move home with her parents. Her parents are the problem too. They're bailing her out.
Enabling.
They should say, pack up your shit and move here and get a job
And get a
at
job
Lane
and we'll
Bryant.
take the kids to school. Yeah. I know.
That's what she should do.
Yeah.
Or
I
Bravo
think,
should
you
be,
know,
maybe she's making money on the Housewives.
OC is very, it is a pressure cooked environment in terms of the money you got to have, the vibe, the look, the whatever. That's a lot. And like she's trying to play the game when she has nothing to play with. And so what are we doing? You know? You're in the
It's
same room as
wild.
Heather, who could toss 100 grand at a party for without a thought, you
Yeah,
know?
Heather's sitting at the table. How does Heather not say, like, let me cut you a check for 100K? Let me
Right?
be my charity. It'd be
Seriously.
hard not to.
Well, I mean, you're not
Then Jen
Heather.
will be at her at the door asking. She will be like a stray cat thinking she could get
Yeah.
more money.
Yeah, you're right. I liked seeing Alexis have the same dog as Shannon, and the whole trainer thought shit I thought was hilarious.
That's our trainer, my trainer, our trainer, Johnny's trainer.
Crazy, crazy the
She's
trainer
nuts.
involved. She is. She really is nutty.
She makes Cimbalino look healthy.
Just again, like the fact that she was just sitting on the sidelines for years, raring to go, and just comes back. Exact same energy, like she never left. It's just like it's crazy.
I think they were right. I was wrong. I thought she would always have been a good housewife, but there is a reason why.
Yeah.
Because she's, I guess she's given something, but it's weird. It's so
It is
desperate
weird.
feeling.
Yeah, it does.
If she
And it
had come back
feels.
without this Shannon thing, it would have been
Yes.
more credibility.
I agree with you. I agree. It seems real convenient. For him and her, you know,
Yeah.
like she now has a storyline. What would her storyline have been without this, really?
Right.
I guess maybe the lawsuit
Moving
stuff and
on
they would
from
have to get over
Jim.
that.
Right. Well,
But
what she was in with Jim was so abusive and psychotic that she should have milked that, I think, and gotten
yeah,
some sympathy from
sympathy.
the
Right.
viewers, but everybody missed it.
Right. Yeah.
What's
We'll
with the
see.
new girl? And we forgot to talk about this, but her kid living in San Diego.
Thank you. Finishing school there.
Now she's
It's
bugging me.
I find it really complicated. Even when somebody asked her about her kids and she like said them all, there's something weird. Like it's hard for me to conceptualize what's happening,
Yeah.
primarily since one kid is out of the house but still in high school, but like doesn't live there. I don't know.
I'd
That
be
part is weird.
heartbroken.
And I love how she's like, I really like OC. Like it's a great, and they're like, where'd you move from? She's like, Del Mar. It's like, what are you? It's the same shit.
Why?
Like
Right.
oh, I mean, arguably Del Mar is better in my opinion, but like, you know what I mean? It's just funny to act like she's like from the moon.
Oh, right. No,
Like,
wait, yeah. It's
act
like,
like San
why would
Diego
you
is
move from
thousands of
Del
miles
Mar
away.
to OC? Right.
It's like, it's right up the coast and you're going to leave your kid? It's his last year of high school? Just
Right.
wait. I
What's
don't
the
know.
truth there? You can be psychotic, but if you're a good mother and the kids seem sub a little bit like Shannon, she's mentally ill, but the kids do have
Seem all right.
sympathy for her and they're
Teresa.
okay. Teresa, Tamara, the kids are all fucked up.
Yes.
It shows what a piece of shit
Great
garbage person
indicator.
she is.
Yeah. Anything else on OC?
Shannon is really navigating this. She's just living life.
Okay. I wish you guys could see Justine's face light up when she talks about Shannon. She's
I
like,
just love
Shannon's
her
becoming
so
one of your
much.
faves.
She is. She really goes through it.
Get a
She
DUI
gets
and you're in
beat
your
up,
justice.
but she gets beat up so much,
Yeah.
and she's right there in it. I just she
Yeah.
cried and she looks great. I don't like seeing when she was
No, I
heavy at the
agree.
gym.
God, when they showed that
And
flashback,
she's
she's
like,
like,
"It's not
look
gonna be
away.
pretty."
And then the trainer's like, oh my God. It's like, fuck, you never want somebody to say
And that's like the average woman's body, probably. And
literally,
like,
I know, right?
Oh, but like, just
the way that he like gasped, it was like, oh, this is fucked. Yeah. All right. Oh, very quickly on the end of Receiver, because I finished it and watched the Super Bowl episode. And now I get what you were saying about George Kittle. Him destroying his shoulder and then being like, I can't even lift my arm up. And then they're like, all right, let's just go back and see what we can do. And he's like, oh, fuck. He's running out with like his arm up and he's totally fine.
They shut the door.
Blew my mind.
They shut the
shut
door.
The door. You hear silence. And like, oh,
his heart not stop.
What did they, what is that? Like, what did they shoot him up with? And what is the long-term damage of these things that we're pumping into these people continually?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
And poor little Debo. See, I always love him because he does. Yeah. He's so good. I feel bad he's getting older. He wears number 19, which I always remember. Yeah. But poor guy. He's so talented. They should have won that fucking Super Bowl. It just makes me nuts watching
it. I know. Just the thought that if they had understood the overtime rules
the
and just
coach
like
is a fucking
that was
idiot.
Like a pure mistake. And that's got to kill you. Because how, you know, like I was thinking, I'm going to tell Dorian this. Like, I mean, you are also a long suffering sports fan, but it's like when your team has not won a championship,
right?
When you get to that champion AFC NFC championship game and you fucking lose, like it's so hard to get back there.
It comes down to coaching. The Bills will never win with the coach they have.
Yeah.
It's another lost season.
But it's also like, it's also that you're in the same era as a Patrick Mahomes. Like,
well, Patrick Mahomes
San Francisco can't get past
an awesome coach.
Right. That part too. You got Andy Reid. Yeah.
I believe that Josh Allen was there with the, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is amazing, but
yeah,
it all comes down to coaching. How could they not have those? They should have been beaten into their brains what the rules were for the overtime.
Yes. No, 100%. It's a critical error.
Patrick Mahomes knew right away.
Yeah. How'd you feel about George Kittle's wife's outfit at the Super Bowl?
Oh, me and Tyler were like
you can't wear the fucking team colors the day of the Super Bowl. You got to look like Beyonce at Renaissance.
He's got to find me. And I get it, but it's just like your tits going to fall out. And
just like, again, like I know you commented on this when we talked about this last week, but like the link they have and like just the weird, like it's really like so codependent that it freaks me out.
It's
just
too
like,
much.
I got to find my wife. I got to find my wife.
And Tyler's like, he's blowing up Joe Montana to find his wife. I'm like, that's
literally
love.
Like going nuts.
Is it right? I know. The way you did that.
Gotta find her. And she's like, where is he? It's like, you guys just fucking saw each other. Calm the fuck down.
It's sweet, but it's also ill.
It's sweet, but concerning.
Do you have to be at every single game? Are you the football player? Do you want to be at every single game? She's got nothing else
games
to do,
make
I guess.
Sense, right? Like
oh, the
NFC Championship game,
yeah,
Super Bowl,
right.
Of course.
But she's going around
the whole
country following him.
I know. It's wild.
It's nice, but what happens if he dies? What happens if he screws up somebody else? He's not going to, I don't think. But
well, it just this energy is similar to Paris Fury to me. Like, what's the long term roadmap here?
Okay,
of like, you know, like Paris plays a key role to him too. Keep his mental health together. Keep him like somewhat present.
Paris. Yeah, that's very fascinating, right there. But I give.
You know?
I guess the children to me get
no, it's justified. Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna lie. At the end, when they were like, "Oh, we got these two dogs," and I don't like, obviously, people don't have kids for a lot of reasons. But I was like, "Why are we having all these puppies?"
I'm like, Tyler, why are they? How do they not have a kid if they're probably his penis doesn't?
And they've
leave
been together
her
since they were like 18.
How does it not happen? And he would be a good
maybe.
Dad,
it's a choice.
I
mean, we don't want to.
And Tyler's
like speculate.
She's on the pill, Justine. He's got a strict schedule, and that's not in the plan. That's not in his schedule. That's why they don't have kids. And I'm like, you're 100% right. It's the George Kittle plan that she's living on.
Right. It's crazy.
It's not.
I would
life.
Take a WAG
she's
show
living...
though.
Oh God.
With her, the chick who makes the NFL gear, who was at the game, she looks like a WAG through and through. Justina, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Mahogany, give me Mahogany, Debo's wife. Like I mean,
is her name Mahogany?
Yes, isn't that amazing?
My God, that's hysterical.
It's a great name.
I love how she brings the kid, and is.
Yeah, I like that too.
I would dump my kid off in a heartbeat and be like, I got to go to the game. You'll never remember it because it's too much. But
no,
I think
it's pain in the ass.
I mean, I'd bring them here and there, but
if you had a nanny,
very
like
sweet that she's there and she's missing the whole game dealing with this kid.
I know, nightmare. That's the part I don't like.
I mean, I enjoy, I like it, but
yeah. Right. I mean,
Like, it's nice to see a kid loved, but it also, like, when you're bringing a kid into stadiums like that, it just scares
four
me.
To
like,
five
how are you gonna get out?
Yeah, 4 to 5 is, I feel like, where you could start taking. Like, at Sterling, we went to a Yankees game when we were in Jersey. He's obsessed with Aaron Judge and
I don't blame
Juan
him.
Soto.
He's a good picker. Oh, yeah.
When his face when they came on the field was like, he was so excited. It was like,
that's
he was seeing
so
fucking
sweet.
Santa Claus in the flesh. He's like, I'm like, that's them. And so, like,
that's
to see
a
kid, you know, yeah, like that, you're like, oh, okay, like he gets it. Like, if I, you know, at 3, we took him to a Padres game, he didn't know
right
what the fuck was going on.
Baseball is so sweet. That's what
baseball is
all about.
Baseball's a good kid sport, I feel.
It's awesome.
You know, kind of sit there, do whatever.
Baseball is a great sport.
Yeah.
He and was Aaron really Judge is going to go down in history. So that's cool that he got to be at Yankee Stadium and see him.
Loves Aaron Judge, loves Juan Soto. Yeah. They lost, but you know,
Aaron Judge is cool.
He cried.
Juan Soto was great too, but oh, that's so sweet. Good for him. That's so nice.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, and you know, it made me like the Raiders. People say it should Davante Adams be upset. Yeah, he should fucking be upset.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids are on a losing team that we're paying for. And it's like, I go, and we're telling, I'm like, imagine being Davante Adams and this is your last years of playing and you're watching all these other people win and you got these.
It's got to be hard.
Quarterbacks.
And like, you know,
I didn't blame them.
Yeah, I didn't blame him either. And that's, look, you got to push. Sometimes you got to push a franchise, you know, and like they ended up in a better place, which is great. And I like seeing him, you know, continue to give his best effort, even though it was a losing season. I like
heartbreaking to see him. Not, it's hard to see these great athletes that aren't going to get the ring.
It's the hard thing, right? It's like where
you never
placed,
will,
where you're
because
at,
he's going to age out.
Yeah.
Oh, the Raiders may have a good chance. I like that coach, but.
Yeah, I like him too.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
He's like,
I like him.
A boy. His wife's pregnant. Again.
I know.
I got
that
my
was
boy.
Sweet.
It's like, Jesus, these poor like, daughters.
Drown the girls. I know. Yeah. I know. It's sick.
I'm take them out back. Got our boy.
I know. It's fascinating to see these women. All the women on that show should be together on a show.
That's what I'm saying. We need that. I would take, like, I don't want an E version. I want like a Netflix.
Oh,
DCC
yes.
Type version.
Yeah.
Show me them in the house. Show me them at the game. Like
I
more like
to be
documentary 50 style.
Episodes long. And
I would watch it.
Just Davante Adams' birthday party. He acts like people are showing up for the kid and things.
Oh,
they know whose
the
house they're
of course
coming to. Okay,
of
Davante,
course.
Don't act coy,
I know.
Sweet little thing.
I love that. What do you do? Like, shut up. You know. Yeah. That was
that
good.
Is good.
Yeah. All right. Kardashians. I watched the whole season.
That's so great. I'm so happy you did because that's one thing that I'll never give up. I don't care what anybody says. I love every second of every episode.
So I'll tell you this. The part I enjoy the least and that I fast forwarded a few times, I'm not going to lie to you, is Travis and Courtney. I cannot stand their entire shtick for acting like
She's
it's
nice.
The first time a woman has ever given birth to a child and just like the level of attachment parenting that I'm
that
witnessing.
She has no
like,
other kids.
Makes
yeah
me very uncomfortable. Like you have a life, you have a teenager, you have other children. Why are you acting like this baby is the first kid you've ever that has ever been born?
Either something's wrong with the kid, but nobody's either pretending, but they had the kid had fetal surgery. So, you know, but nobody's either hiding really well that something might be wrong with
it
because
wrong
she
with
could
it.
Bring the kid
just
in a stroller to the zoo and breastfeed it on the bench.
It's that part, like very oddly disconnected, but like very connected at the same time. I mean, she brought him to the concert. So like he's around.
And he's in the back. Right.
But just the PDA.
I appreciate to see super famous people take care of their kids properly. I appreciate that. But
yes. But it's the PDA and it's like the world that she's created. And just like the fact that she's walking around
the kids
in these like baggy ass, like the Balenciaga pajamas and suit. And it's like, girl, 7 years ago, you were not this person. And
what's
like
wrong with her?
She just suddenly is a pop, like a punk pop princess for the rest of time.
It's
like
pathetic.
That should drive me nuts.
I know. I'd appreciate it if she was still a little cunty Kourtney
yes
Kardashian
a little bit herself, I guess, and maybe maybe she would say I was unhappy then and I was a cunt because I was with Scott, who was terrible. Like that very well could be true.
But then you transform into his twin sister. It's really weird.
It's odd.
Like, I mean, Travis is cool. I love Travis.
I like Travis, but like seeing the other Blink 182 guy and his wife.
That was so
cute. She
looked
like a normal person.
Yeah,
right. They've been together forever. It's like,
I know.
She's not walking around dressed like she's starring in.
And it's been enough time.
Yeah.
And it's like almost when people have a baby, they either hate each other or some, or they're normal. It's just healthy or whatever. Or this baby is like foreplay for them.
It's even when Rain was like, you guys stop making out. You're going to have another kid.
I don't like that.
It's really great for them to see loving parents. Like, we could see loving and then
parent.
We could see like
he's not his parent.
You're practically fingering each other while you make out. Like, it's too much. It's too much.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but he's the stepdad. There should be some boundaries. If it was his birth father and it was Scott,
ooh,
and her
hot take,
you could watch him screw it. That would be nature. I think it's weird this guy comes into their life and yeah. There should be boundaries. They don't need to sit there and suck face in front of Rain. He's obviously uncomfortable. Penelope's obviously traumatized and uncomfortable.
Yes.
And they're that's why young, Mason doesn't want to be with him.
I'm sure. Well, he's also a teenager, which is like a whole new, you know.
Right.
They don't want
to. He doesn't
want to
be around that shit. He living with Scott's probably the dream.
Yeah.
And Rain, she's like, I don't know where Rain gets his personality. From his hilarious father, you stupid bitch.
I know.
He's full of spit and vinegar, and he's
Scott,
the future of the Kardashians.
Scott,
I love every
rough.
Second of him.
Like, rough.
He needs me to come over and get up. I feel bad for him.
He needs, like, oxygen or something. Like,
he's got Ozempic face.
Yes. And it just, like, he looks really unhealthy.
His eyes are sunken in. He's got the color of death.
Yeah. Yeah. Not good.
He looks
terrible.
Well,
this is a perfect example. The age thing, like what your internal age is, I fast forwarded through his part. I didn't even want
to
know what was his age.
You're hilarious. It's what his age is, which they probably lied to him.
Okay. I think
he's definitely
in his 60s. That shit was fake. Like, what is that? Like, that's a bunch of bullshit. Your internal age, like,
and it wasn't enough blood. The blood was soaked into the paper. How do you get anything from
exactly.
that?
Exactly. That's when I looked at that. It was like, what are they extracting?
Give me a
from
vial.
That? Yeah, I know. A paper? What's the
it's
paper?
Not a baby
scanned?
With a jaundice test. I mean,
that's
I don't,
just a bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
And the whole parenting thing was fake. Like Kim,
you know what?
Kim
like,
probably ignores. Kim never. Kim's got to see her kids for 1 hour a day, and the kids do
I
seem like they
whole,
like Kim though. They go up to her and
stricter.
Hug her.
Well,
every
yeah,
time a kid
like...
hugs Kim, I'm like, oh, thank God they get to have contact.
Yeah,
with her.
I mean,
they
it sounds
probably
like she's a complete pushover
often.
And lets them do like anything
right.
they want. So of course they're gonna love her. She pops in,
but she doesn't
the
raise
iPad.
Them, so she can't have any. There's no stability. Of course, there's no possible way for her to be there.
No,
she's
so
addicted
busy. Yeah.
To work.
This is the thing, though, like. I do find, like, I want to, on paper, I want to hate Kim Kardashian and what she represents and, like, blah, 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 blah. But, like,
her.
It's actually very impressive what she's built from a business perspective. I mean, Skims is a freaking Olympic underwear ship for the Olympics. It's just, like, it's pretty incredible, the business she's built and the justice reform stuff. She doesn't have to be doing that stuff.
No.
And I give her major credit for that.
And I think she's a decent mother.
She
Who
was so much
mother?
More comfortable. Yeah, I know.
My kids would be happy if I got
so much
out
more
their
comfortable
hair.
In the jail setting than Chloe. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like, Chloe was seemed like a teenager who was pulled there. And
like
annoyed.
She wouldn't even get close to them. She's like, hi. Kim's right up there, shaking hands, looking them in the eyes. You know.
I loved it. I love how they wear the baggiest clothes they can find. I wish they would walk
like they
up
were
in there
jail.
Like Hoochie Mamas. That'd be great. Yeah. They think they're gonna get mobbed or something like. Give them something to go home about. Come on. Let's show them some tits.
I think you have to be like...
No, I know.
Pretty basic, right? Like, we learned that in Love After Lockup. You can't wear a bunch of flair.
Right, right. It's just funny. She goes overboard.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Chloe especially was like in a full-blown like bag. They're both of them. Baggy-ass sweatsuits.
Those episodes really stuck with me. And that was... I'm like, Tyler, like, really out at the beach or something like... This episode of the Kardashians, they went there and these guys are in for something they did when they're 18 and they really seem rehabilitated. I think they need a second chance. I think I'd love to give my money towards making rehabilitation centers like that than
yeah
than it's, the jailbirds, the toilet yeah. talkers.
I know. God,
what do you think? You think those guys could come out? They seem great.
And you can't like you got to invest in people for any kind of change to happen. That's the thing. Like that's what I like seeing is like they don't. You don't know what you don't know when you're raised in a chaotic environment with no tools. How are you expected right. to become an adult and live life like a competent person? Like I thought that stuff was great, and I love that it's happening in California, the great state.
I know. You know? Do you think? I wish they would tell us what these guys did. I don't want a child molester out. I think once you're a child molester, like I don't really give a fuck, but I don't want to give a second chance to a child molester, but a murderer I'd give a second chance to. Like if you stab somebody when you're 18, I think you could feel great remorse.
Yeah,
for
it depends.
That.
Right, right. I think it depends on the situation. You know, did you plot a murder or did you get in a fight as a teenager and something
Gypsy
happened,
Rose
you know?
Can, like, you know, but Gypsy Rose is a special thing too, to be abused like that. She probably never should have gone to jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could really clear out the system.
Yeah, we could. Another dictatorship rule. We could, you know.
It's clear too it long. People need to go to jail. I get it. But like Teresa, did we really need to lock her away? We could have put her on house arrest.
I know. Would have taken that show. Her just trapped in her house for four years. Can you imagine?
Him going to see Jane Fonda. God bless Jane Fonda.
Yeah,
what a
I love
badass
seeing that too.
Broad.
She looked great.
I love her.
Yeah, I do too. Love
and that
her.
Whole
National
place,
treasure.
Homeboy or whatever that is.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's so great.
Yeah, and so like, see, again, I give her credit for all that kind of stuff. I think it's a really good use of the platform. I would much rather watch that shit than watch Courtney like play tongue hockey with
Me
Travis
too.
In another like,
and it's not boring.
Bad outfit.
On paper, you think it'd be boring. It's really inspiring because Kim Kardashian doesn't have to be. Yeah, doesn't have to be doing this. It's really nice.
She's honestly like the only good one out of the bunch.
Yeah,
in terms
right.
Of, like, actions.
No, they
I mean, I also give Chloe
to, like,
credit for like taking care of Rob's kid and taking care of Amari, Tristan's kid. Like, she's good in a different way, but like in terms of impact, I think Kim's doing what she's trying. You know, she's trying. You gotta give her credit.
Yeah, right. She's doing good. I really do. And Jane Fonda just silently doing that. It's really great.
It's great.
I want some of those.
You have
croissants.
Written down here building snowmans.
Oh, just the shtick at the beginning of the season. Like when they're building the snowman competition, you probably fast forward through that. So boring, so dumb.
Like, yes.
I will never build another snowman. I got way better things to do with my life than build a snowman.
It's a lot of work. It takes forever.
It's just so dumb.
Speaking of that, when they go to Aspen and Kylie refuses to get on the plane because she has a bad feeling but leaves all the family on the plane.
That's great. Kylie is a vibe. Kylie looks great. She's got like crazy looking. She looks 50, but she looks great. But she'll look 50 forever. And
yeah,
she looks gorgeous. Yes. She's got a rockin' bod. She's really, I think, prettier.
Yeah, she
than
looks good. She looks happy.
All of them. Kim.
Yeah. No, she looks good. I also
Chloe's
like these
lips.
She just does what she wants. Yeah.
Staring at Chloe's face, she's becoming the Catwoman. Sadly, it's really she's gone. She's fucked. Because Chris got famous later in life. She didn't screw around so young.
I wish people had never discovered fillers. Like, fillers should be illegal before you're like 45. Because
it's upsetting.
It's just like, and we didn't even talk about this. The Love Island UK faces this year, crazy. And what Dorian found through TikTok is that in the UK, you need no license to do fillers. Like, remember Jess from Love Island, with Mitch? Remember her?
Yeah.
The blonde, I still follow her. She had like a beauty salon. I thought she was like a legitimate person. No, you go to like one class for like 3 hours and you can just be injecting somebody's face. So all these chicks on Love Island UK this season, 23, 24, look 50.
I saw horrible. A plastic surgeons stating their ages, or maybe that was US girls too.
Yes. Yes. It was like a combo. I think Dorian had that same video. Crazy. It's like, but just anybody can be shooting somebody's face up. That's how you get in these situations.
It's crazy. It's like the Brazilian butt lifts, people dying.
Yeah. All in the name of beauty.
I can't stand Malika. I never want to hear about Malika's life.
Me neither.
And who are these two guys that are Chloe's friends that are going to the jail? Can we talk to them more?
They are. they were actually Lamar's friends. Those guys.
And they stuck with Chloe. That's hilarious. Yeah, don't you love it?
I remember like that Sav guy, for some reason, I specifically remember was like Lamar's homeboy.
But Chris getting surgery and the cancer, and she makes us think she's sitting down with Kathy Hilton.
You know, and I understand, like, Kathy is a terrible person, but I want to watch anything she will do. Like, think of how horrible she was in Paris in Love, all time.
And I still love her.
Beverly Hills Housewife, all time. Walking down the runway during a live show like an idiot. Like, she just, like, she continues to give. And like the interview she does about Mauricio making out with that chick, I told
Kyle it's bound to happen.
Oh my god.
What was with Corey's outfit at the final dinner and that cowboy hat? What's his deal? He's fascinating.
Crazy. Isn't that crazy? They've been together so long and he just like swung in there and now he's like part of that entire world.
What's his story? What's going on in that brain? Is he building the case or is he just in the for the long haul, or what's the deal?
For the long haul? Like, ideally he gets named.
I think they're
a
gorgeous
right?
couple. I really like it. She seems happy.
Gorgeous couple.
I like the guy. I think he's really won me over.
I think one of like the greatest mysteries in American pop culture history, or not mystery, but like fascinations, is like if you just like plotted out, if you went to somebody from another planet, we're like, hey, let me tell you about this family. They started here. They were Bruce and yeah, Chris were right. married. They had these kids. Here's what happened. And you just like, you laid out just like the family saga. People would be like, what the, this is a movie. This can't exist in real life.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. Oh yeah. Like, Bruce became a woman. Chris, then, you know, was with like a 35-year-old black man. They all had random kids. Kanye, like, I mean, just all of it. It's preposterous. Really is.
And Kanye's wife and that whole situation. Those kids
and now
are living
like
a life.
15 grandchildren. Like, there's so
that
many.
That was cute. It's cute seeing them all together.
And like Rob, nowhere to be found. And it really looks like Chloe raises his daughter.
Yeah,
like she lives
it
with.
Does
him.
Thank
when
God
she's like, the kids are here having dinner, and they're all the three of them.
I
there.
Know.
Like,
yeah.
So fascinating.
And what's her face doesn't even give a shit. She's just giving over her kid. Thank God. Yeah. It's very sweet.
Yeah. I have to say, you know, I'm a schedule person. So like I found people coming for Chloe and her parenting schedule a little annoying. Like, let people, I thought she was right on that one. Like, let people do what they want to do.
Beautiful.
I'm not telling them
what to
do.
People caring about their kids who could give away all the responsibility
to a paid person. I agree with you.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I had a schedule. I don't, but it's like, probably very healthy and really good for kids.
Yeah.
We have a soft schedule, but nothing set.
Oh yeah. I think it gets, I was very rigid when he was younger. I'm now more fucked, but still, if he's rarely awake after 7 p.m. Like, I'm like, go to bed.
That's great. Enough is enough. And they get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got
like
one
today,
kid.
Like, do I have to take
nuts.
A nap? I was like, you do. He's like, yes. Oh. I'm like, you have to. And then he'll be asleep in like 5 minutes. So it's like,
oh, that's great.
No. Go away. Go to sleep.
I gotta start training this one, the one for kindergarten. He's gonna have a long day. It's gonna be really hard for him.
Yeah, different.
Eight to
right?
two.
Eight to two. That's what I was gonna ask
long.
You. What time does it start? Eight?
Eight.
Yeah, see,
that's too early.
It feels so early.
It is. It's too early.
Like, because that means
kids don't need to be at school till 9 o'clock.
Eaten and dressed.
You have to
be out of bed and like moving
in the morning. Right.
It's annoying. So like I'm gonna have to leave 7:30, I guess, to like get him there. Oh God, so
I know
early.
It's a real nightmare.
I mean, I'm awake. It's not that. It's like the rush. I don't like.
Oh,
being
it's
rushed
exhausting.
In the morning. I prefer. You know,
the kids are like, yeah, like, you have to go to school every day, Vernon, every day except for weekends and holidays. It sucks.
Oh God,
it's a lot. I went to half day kindergarten. I think that's good to ease them in, but
yeah, I guess that doesn't
get used to
work.
It. I feel bad.
Yeah, Sterling's is 8 to 3. So
these poor teachers.
No nap.
I feel bad for them.
And then they eat lunch. I saw on the schedule they eat lunch at like 10:50, which I thought was so early.
It's too early. Then what are they doing for 4 hours?
I know. I don't know. Whatever. Not my problem, but still.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be, I mean, he's been in school, but I think it's still an adjustment. Like kindergarten's different. I keep telling him like, you're on your own. Like at five, like you got to be doing your own shit.
No one's wiping your ass.
You. Right. No, no one's, he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, you got to get up and drive yourself to school. He's like, I do. Gotta go. You're a big kid now, but it's like, it is. They don't give a fuck. Like, no, Vernon, shit to do.
Who cares? This is gross, but he poops first thing in the morning. So hopefully he'll get that out of the way. Like, yeah, nobody's wiping your ass. You better figure it out. He's going to walk around and stink.
I know. God, these kids.
Taking a dump in the kindergarten bathroom.
The public restroom. Man, life comes at you fast, more. You know? You're a baby and then you're just out in the world. It's crazy.
I know. It is really wild.
Like, you're just out there and then it's the fucking, it's like a marathon, you know? Now you're, teachers now you got 15 years of school ahead of you.
That's why I think a teacher should hold the torch. A gym teacher. Teachers should be paid so much more. Ugh.
Yes, I know. They should. Because without them, what are we doing? You know? I'm not teaching them.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, here's my last thing.
Yeah.
Danielle.
Thank you for
her Britney video.
Yeah.
It completely changed my entire view of her. I think she's sick. I think she's ill. And like that was... Britney Spears was pitying her. That was before poor Britney's brain got clobbered.
I agree. Yeah.
And she was looking at Danielle like she was nuts.
The thing is, there are now like 3-4 instances of her being on early TV, like Super Sweet 16 or whatever that long, Long Island.
My life.
The desperation for fame there is like very evident, you know?
I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just... See, this is the one thing though about Jersey is like the trash. Like she's just trash, kind of.
She's Long Island trash, kind of.
She's like,
great on the
from.
Show, but she is trash.
Just like with the bows and even the fashion line, like that is for a specific population of people.
It's you should watch like Jen begging for Teresa's allegiance is pretty hysterical because Jen is pictured at Melissa Gorga's fashion show years before. She's a fan that came on too, and she. Like Teresa doesn't give a shit about anyone but her kids and Louie. And Jen is all upset because Teresa doesn't care. Teresa's a pro.
And her reputation.
See, to me, I know we have gone down this road, but to me, I think Teresa is smart.
Show.
When you look at Jen, who was like, to me, she is super dumb. I don't see any like secret smarts. Are they the same person to you, Jen from OC and Teresa? But Teresa just has had more time.
No.
But Teresa's was Teresa Jen at the beginning?
Yeah. I think Teresa was Jen at the beginning. I think post-prison.
Give Jen some time. Right.
Like, honestly, I think once she got bamboozled and like went to prison, she changed. But
when I see that picture of her in the green outfit, like straddling the chair.
Yes.
Great. She's the leader. She's going back. Good. Yeah. Or Louie will end up.
That's what I'm saying.
Prison.
Like, while she learned maybe for herself personally, if she didn't get a prenup, then she learned nothing. And then we're fucked again.
And Gia's TV show, I don't know if I want to watch Gia and Meredith Marks' kid. I'd rather go to a Celine Dion concert. I don't like Gia. There's something so unlikable. Even as a child, I didn't like her.
It's the fame hungry seeking behavior. Like, she really wants to be a housewife. That's what it is.
I hate Melissa, but I like her daughter better.
Yeah. 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 She seems a little more humble. All right, guys. We'll be back.
Who cares? Bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
But it's fun as always. We love you. We'll be back.